Mental Health Monday Marathon. Tackling the stigma.
We're going to spend a little bit of time now with a fantastic organisation based out of Warrington, but they do loads of different work right across the country. And I'm very pleased to say we've got the team from Papyrus on the show. We've got Lisa Roxby, Head of Marketing and Communications, and also Tony Harrison, who's one of the trustees. Tony, Lisa, thank you for your time.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Lisa, Papyrus. If people don't know about Papyrus, tell us about both the work that you do, but also the area that you cover.
So Papyrus, our full title is Papyrus Prevention of Young Suicide. We're a charity that have been running for 20 years and we're born out of a group of parents who'd sadly lost their children to suicide. And they originally wanted to set up a charity that could support other parents who were having children with thoughts of suicide or had lost children to suicide and wanted to do something to stop other people going through that. The charity's evolved over the years and we have a helpline now where we offer support to young people and to those who are concerned about a young person. Hopeline UK takes a massive amount of calls, texts and emails. It's a confidential service. We run not quite 24 hours at the moment, but we take a phenomenal amount of contacts from our young people and we are a national charity and based in Warrington, but we have an office in London and in Birmingham, and we're working very closely at the moment with schools and colleges to help support them in building suicide safer environments for their young people.
And in terms of people who can contact you, it's both the young people but also people who might be concerned about a young person.
Absolutely. We have so many teachers, we have so many parents, siblings, friends who are contacting us worried about a young person who is in their life, worried that they may be having thoughts of suicide and don't quite know how to talk to them about it, what questions to ask and where to turn to for support. So we get those calls and we support those people as well.
I think I'm right in saying that if you look at averages from recent years, there are 4 young people a day taking their own life. That's a high number, isn't it?
It's an incredible number. The suicide is the biggest killer of under 35s in the UK. Over 200 school-age children die every year by suicide. This is a massive issue that we need to talk about. We need to understand how we can help people. And thoughts of suicide are very, very common. But what we need to get people to do is not be ashamed that they're having those thoughts. Talk about them. Talk openly about how you're feeling and get support to manage those thoughts and to get through those difficult times.
And we're talking there about suicide, but actually suicidal thoughts is something presumably which is, you know, you can't register in surveys like this as well. But they are young people, Jake, who are in a really, really difficult place and a really dark place as well at such a young age.
It's frightening. I don't even think that frightening is the right word, to be honest. I don't think it does it justice. And I mean, I've been handed here, and again, I'm struggling for words today. So, at the moment, I don't think the word is a great campaign. Such a powerful campaign, Micah. I don't know if you've seen that, but for anybody listening, it's what would be a school picture, empty. Empty stalls, empty rows there, because over 200 school children are lost to suicide in the year in the UK. I mean, that image there, and we'll tweet that. How powerful is that? I mean, how...
It's the old bleachers where you'd expect to see a school photo, but there's nobody sitting in there, and the Help Save the hashtag Class of 2018. And when you put it in those contexts, you can always talk about numbers, Tony. We can talk about stats and facts and figures, but actually we're talking about human beings, and we're actually talking about really vulnerable human beings as well.
Real life, real death, real people. Indeed we are. We need all the stats and the numbers, obviously, but we must never, ever forget the reality of it. And sadly... That's very close to home for me, as I lost my only child, Vicky, to suicide in 2010. And it just turns your world totally upside down, and you're a totally different person after this happens, and you're just broken, never to be fixed. And you slowly, very slowly, try and learn to live with it.
I would absolutely understand if you'd said, if that had happened to you, that, you know, fine, I support, you know, the charities to do their work, great, but actually I want to take a back seat. I'm, you know, I'm in grief, mourning as well, but you're now a trustee of Papyrus. Why is it, do you feel so strong that you want to get involved and actually become a champion of this cause now?
When I wake up in the morning, I know I'm never going to see my child again that day or ever. When I go to bed at night, and we say, I said, night, love, see you in the morning. Give her a hug and a kiss. She said, night, Dad. See you in the morning. I haven't had that for 8 years. 8 years. And that hurts so much. And that's what happens with us. We hurt so much. And I do this to keep me alive, to help to keep Vicky's memory and name alive. And nobody should feel the way that I feel. And of course, many thousands of others. Because it's such a horrible feeling, you're just a totally different person, and you're just totally lost. Your child is gone. There's nothing that can fix that.
How old was Vicky when you lost her?
21.
And in terms of your sort of hopes and aspirations for her at that age. Presumably, you know, you had aspirations for, you know, jobs and employment, you know, weddings and all those things. Presumably you had those and your hopes.
Absolutely.
And dreams and, for the future.
I'll never walk her down the aisle. I'll never teach my grandson the offside rule and, you know, read to my granddaughter. I'll never have those things that you actually take for granted, you know, and you just assume that and this is what happens. You know, and of course I'm going to die first because I'm the oldest. That's the way it is. That's the law. You know, that's the way it seems to be from when you're young. The older people die first, and this is just, it just totally turns it on its head. And I'm going to miss so many things that I just took for granted. And you know, perhaps that teaches us not to take things for granted, but. But why I do, and many others, and my fellow trustees, you know, I think all of us bar one has lost a child to suicide. And we do this so that others, hopefully, won't have to go through what we go through.
What have you seen? What have you heard? What have you read? What stories have been shared with you that makes you think that actually this is a campaign? This isn't just Tony Harrison was really, really desperately unlucky and Tony lost his daughter in absolutely tragic circumstances, but sometimes terrible, terrible things happen. You obviously think and believe strongly that actually there's a campaign here and that things might be different in the future. And actually, the loss of your daughter is something which, absolutely tragic though it is, might have been an avoidable thing if other practices had been in place.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we at Papyrus believe that many suicides can be prevented. And that hurts as well. But, you know, when are we going to wake up and smell the coffee? There's over 200 school children every year die by suicide. That's four a week. There's 17 people who will die today by suicide. This is a national scandal. And it's time we stopped sweeping it under the carpet and pretending it doesn't happen. It does. If this was a bug or a virus that had said it's ending on our shores from foreign climes, there'd be questions in the house, the press and media would be all over it like a rash. We've got the biggest killer, the number one killer of young people in the UK is suicide. Or to put it another way, your child is more likely to die by suicide than any other cause. That's wrong. That's wrong on every level. And we're not doing enough.
What are we not doing, Tony? What's happening out there? What's causing young people to get to this situation?
We're not talking about it, Mick. This is the thing. We're not talking about it, and often many people. We do surveys all the time, and we found a couple of years ago that I think it was about 78% of people did not know that suicide was the biggest killer of young people. They should know that. But the government should be telling people this, and we should be educating and informing people that this is a huge problem, and we cannot keep sweeping it under the carpet.
We've We've got Tony Harrison with us on the programme from Papyrus. He's a trustee of the organisation. Lisa Roxby as well. Tony's sharing his story as well. Lost his daughter to suicide. We'll continue the conversation in just a few moments' time here on Radio City Talk.
Tackling the Stigma. Mental Health Monday Marathon on Radio City Talk with Mick Coyle.
8:24, it's Radio City Talk. We're with the guys from Papyrus, a fantastic charity looking to prevent suicide in young people. It's nearly the final leg of our Mental Health Monday Marathon. We have got another guest lined up just after 8:30 today. Tony Harrison lost his daughter to suicide, and I think explained, Jake, in really just stark terms how a parent might feel at that moment. Lisa Roxby's also with us, who's head of communications. Actually, Lisa, one of the things that you're really keen to do from Papyrus is talk about issues around suicide, both to young people but also to parents of young people as well. Your website's got loads of information. You've got all kinds of leaflets out there about how parents can talk about suicide with young people and about how you can broach the subject, which otherwise you might think, oh, I just don't know what to do.
That's right. It's suicide to talk about is a really scary thing. And even if you feel like you have the confidence to ask somebody, are they having thoughts of suicide? If they say yes, what do you do with that information? And what we try and do is provide people with that resource to say, OK, if they say yes, this is what you can do. This is where you can signpost them to, and this is how you can support them. Our new campaign, which is called Spot the Signs, we recognise that not everybody who is having thoughts of suicide and who dies by suicide shows signs that they're in any difficulties. But what we've tried to do through our new film is explain that yes, while the signs are not always easy to spot, there are things that we can look out for. There are things that we can look out for in terms of changes of behaviour. Are people becoming more unkempt, for example, in their appearance? Are they giving away possessions? Are they changing their behaviour? Are they becoming much more happier than normal? Are they becoming more introverted? And there are resources on our website which explain what you can look out for as a loved one if you are concerned about someone, and then how you start that conversation, what you can say, and then what you can do after that conversation to continue to support that person. And we're really keen to equip local communities to be able to have those conversations, families, schools, GPs, everybody who has young people within their lives talk about suicide openly.
In terms of the guide that you've prepared on this one, building suicide safe for schools and colleges, is that something which any school or college can get access to?
Absolutely. The guide is available online to be downloaded for free. We can also send out copies of the guide to any school that would like us to send them out to them. It's a fantastic resource which goes through prevention, intervention and postvention. Unfortunately, a lot of schools and colleges only get in touch with us for support once they've lost a student or a pupil to suicide. And we do support them, and we do provide them with a lot of information to support the other pupils. What we also want to do, though, is speak to schools and educate schools before they get to that point. There are lots of things that schools can be doing. They have contact with pupils, with our young people, all day Monday to Friday. You know, they can be noticing stark changes in behaviour. They can be noticing when a child might be struggling, and they are best placed to be able to support. So this guide is hopefully giving that information to these education facilities and getting them to support our young people.
Hey, you can find out more information about that on the Papyrus website as well. Spot the Signs is the name of that campaign.
The Spot the Signs, that's a slightly different campaign to this one. And we did a few short films, videos of people. They had like sandwich boards on, and they were in a couple of town centres saying suicide is the only way, and I can't take this anymore, and just for various things on sandwich boards. But Lisa was quite a big part of that, aren't you?
So we had people, young people, walking around with these signs on them to say that suicide was their only option or that they wanted to die. And what we did was looked at what people's reaction were in that town centre, and so many people walked past, and that will be through different reasons. We did a lot of interviews with the people who did stop and talk to those young people, and if you go on our website, you can have a look at some of those films, and it's really interesting to see what people said, why they stopped to talk to that young person.
Tony, what is it for you that's going to save lives here? How do we save the lives of our young people, save the lives of the class of 2018?
We get this guide in schools. We inform people. We make sure that they are clear that it's okay to talk. And I would suggest to all parents out there, give your school a ring when you go and pick your children up. Go and ask them, have they got this guide? If not, download it. It's free. And this will equip the teachers. And as Lisa so rightly said, often the children, the teachers are with the children longer than they are with the parents.
Well, Clark Carlisle, when he was on the programme, talked about compulsory sort of education around mental health and young
absolutely.
People.
And there is more on mental health. We need education on suicide as well. It happens. We know it happens. And there's going to be people who are shocked that it's the biggest killer of young people, and that over 200 school-aged children die every year. There's people who won't know that. Now that they do, please get in touch with your schools. Ask them. Get this guide downloaded, and then the teachers can be more well equipped to talk to the school children and help them.
Absolutely. People want to go to the website papyrus-uk.org. That's papyrus-uk.org. But type in papyrus, it's the first thing that comes up on Google, which shows that you're big time. guys, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate you coming in. Hopefully we've pointed as many people as we can into that direction as well. And hopefully we'll maybe have a catch up in maybe a few months' time in terms of where the campaign up, the sort of take up and how those sort of schools have responded as well. The sort of feedback you get from teachers and pupils when they've maybe had some training, they've talked through some of the issues around suicide. I think it'd be brilliant to get you back on the programme.
Absolutely.
We wish you all the very best, Donny. Thank you for your time. And Lisa Roxby as well from Papyrus.
You're very welcome.
The Mental Health Monday Marathon on Radio City Talk.
Mental Health Monday Marathon, tackling the stigma.